He had a brother by the name of William, you called him.
Uncle William.
Okay. But now a person who you might trust to build a porch or a chicken coop for you, Mr. Murray, but you wouldn't trust him to build your house, you'd call him a what kind of carpenter?
He was a Jack Lynn.
Jack Lynn, okay.
He did use that term.
What would you say about...
Now wait, I want to stop you right here. That is purely an English term that came into use here. But among the French people, you didn't have any term for jackley.
Okay. Well, exactly what was a jackley? Would you talk about somebody being a...
He was not too skilled a jackley.
Okay.
At what he was doing. He just did rough carpentry, you know what I mean.
Okay. Any other names?
No, not that I can think of at the moment.
What about it? Would you ever hear anybody call somebody a jackleg lawyer?
No, but they did call him a two-bit lawyer.
Two-bit? Okay.
You know what it meant? And you saw damn little, all he did was just paperwork. That, you know, in the old days, two bits was big money. So he did something that would just be about two bits worth, you understand?
Yeah. Now, in the Army, somebody who'd be head of the Army like A.S. Johnson was a...
Albert City General.
Yeah, he was a general, okay. Then below him would be a...
Well, there was generals of different grades, and then came the colonel.
Yeah, and then...
And then the captain.
Okay.
And
yeah.
A major. I mean, colonel, major, captain, lieutenant.
The people who worked for your father, say, on the farm, would they ever have a name that they would give to you or to your father?
Well, they had their given name.
Like, would they ever kind of give you an honorary military title?
No.
Or your father? Would
no.
you ever call him
no.
Captain?
No.
Captain?
No. Not too much in this section.
You ever hear anybody say Captain?
I have. But that was more or less most English speaking. Captain.
Captain.
That'd make me think. A few days, a month or two ago, I was in Baton Rouge, and they got, I can't pronounce it, Cortana Mall. And I met some nigga, he said, Cap, on the sidewalk. He says, can you tell me where that place contaminated?
Contaminated? That's a bunkerism there. Now, the man who's head of the court here is what? What's his name?
Clerk of court. You have the clerk of court?
No, who presides over the court.
Judge.
What's his name?
Well, it's Judge Claiborne.
Judge Claiborne, that's right.
And Claiborne.
Okay.
And the clerk of court, well, he's the one that handles the records.
Now, a boy or a girl in school is a...
Student.
Well, college?
Yeah, too.
Okay. And what about grade school? College too?
No, I don't think they're too, it's too clear in this section what the terms you use.
Okay. Now, you know, well, a judge would have somebody look after his private mail, his...
The secretary, of course.
Yeah, it'll do his typing, that sort of thing for him. Now, when you were younger, you'd go into town to see the what? To be entertained.
You'd go to picture shows, I'm going to the circus. You had circuses.
The picture shows, that would be the... Where would you see one at?
Well, at the moving picture house. That's the way we expressed ourselves.
Yeah, or a play. You might go to the what?
We went... sometime it was at the picture show. Sometime we went to this high school auditorium.
Okay. And where did John Wilkes Booth shoot Lincoln, for example?
Ford's a theater.
Okay. Now, Charlie Chaplin was an actor. And Marlena Dietrich was a...
Actress.
Okay.